Pope Francis's peace initiatives continue to provoke reaction from around the world. Speaking to Vatican Radio, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations in Geneva, reflects on the Holy Father's denunciation of the international arms trade.
The Holy Father has put a finger on a real problem that is affecting the international community today. It is not a new problem, but it is a real one, in the sense that the illegal trafficking in arms becomes a major factor that contributes to violence and to wars. Small elites often utilize legal or illegal provision of arms to maintain their power and therefore prevent the development of participation of the entire population in the management and the development of their own country. The Holy Father rightly underlines the fact that this proliferation of weapons and their illegal trafficking is sustaining the continuation of conflicts, giving a false assurance to the people who own these weapons that they can continue to use force to maintain their power without taking into account the demands of their own population and of the international community. If we take into account the fact that $1,750 billion have been spent last year for military activities, we see that all these resources are for defense, yes, but also trade in arms. And this kind of resource the international community could use for social development and for the needs, education, food, of especially the needier segments of the world.